The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 22, 2022. Deputy Chairman of the Russian Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, said when meeting with Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel that both countries are consolidating ties of brotherhood in the face of Western economic sanctions. During the meeting held in the framework of the Cuban president's official visit to Russia, the Russian leader expressed gratitude for the presence of Cuban authorities and confirmed that this is another step to strengthen the common agenda. He described Díaz-Canel's visit to Moscow as intense and said that he would be received by President Vladimir Putin, authorities of the Russian parliament, and the United Russia Party. For his part, the Cuban head of state said that he was happy to be in Russia and thanked the former Russian president for his welcome and described this as a timely moment to pay a visit to Russia, given the complexities both countries are facing due to the sanctions. In the face of current challenges, it is always good to exchange ideas and seek ways to strengthen economic relations and expand political dialogue, Díaz-Canel stressed. The notable pianist and National Music Award winner Frank Fernandez today extended his condolences for the physical departure of the singer-songwriter and trova icon in Cuba and Latin America, Pablo Milanés, who died at the age of 79 in Madrid. One of the greatest voices of Cuban culture of all time has just died, as well as an extraordinary composer, guitarist, and brother of life. I extend to his children, his wife, Nancy, and all his loved ones a big hug and my support in this moment of pain, Fernandez declared on his social networks. For his part, the Cuban multi-instrumentalist Alain Perez cataloged Milanés as an infinite teacher of music and poetry, of art and joy, and made public his tribute to the author of classics such as Yolanda or El Breve Espacio en que no estás. Thank you, Pablo, dear, for so much that you leave planted in our lives. To his family, loved ones, and friends, all my support, Perez said through his digital platforms. Another special message of condolence was that by the Cuban company Acosta Danza, remembering Milanés as one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our island, among the most loved and followed in Ibero-American music. Since last November 11, the National Music Award was hospitalized in Madrid, being treated for the effects related to the clinical situation caused by an onco-hematological disease that he suffered for several years. The 10th Ordinary Period of Sessions of the National Assembly of People's Power in its 9th legislature was convened to begin on December 12. The call was made by the President of the National Assembly of the People's Power, Esteban Lasso, in use of the powers conferred in Article 111 of the Constitution of the Republic. As is traditional, the work of the commissions and plenary sessions will take place at the Convention Center in this capital. Although the call does not report on the main issues that the deputies will analyze, it is expected that numerous bills will be submitted for analysis and approval in line with the profound legislative reform that is taking place in the country. This response to the changes necessary to put into practice what was proposed in the Constitution promulgated in April 2019 after a referendum in which the Magna Carta was approved by a large majority in a consultation attended by just over 84% of citizens' voters. And in the international agenda, we have that. Resuming talks between the Colombian government and the Guerrillas National Liberation Army, ELN, in Venezuela on Tuesday demonstrated willingness to move towards peace. Despite the differences that may exist, the negotiators expressed in a joint declaration their disposition, optimism, certainty, and hope to resume talks with a political and ethical will that have been frustrated over the years. High Commissioner for Peace Danilo Rueda expressed certainty in achieving a satisfactory conclusion with all the differences we may have, because we have found in the delegation a kind of attitude and a compliance this time to reach peace. The head of the ELN delegation, Pablo Beltran, stated that the Colombians cannot see each other as enemies. The work we have done is reconciliation, finding common points again, and building a nation in peace and equity. Cuba, Norway, and Venezuela, the guarantor countries of the peace talks, have seen the process that began on Monday with hope. The Colombian government and the ELN signed for this process in Caracas on October 4 and expressed gratitude for the trust placed in them. Meanwhile, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, in El Salvador, is carrying out programs to fight the effects of climate change in the country. The project Increasing Climate Resilience Measures in the Agro-Ecosystems of the Dry Corridor of El Salvador stands out in this regard as it is aimed at addressing the reduction in yields of the country's main crops resulting from recurring droughts and high temperatures caused by climate change. Reports from specialized organizations such as the FAO itself indicate that the country maintains a clear dependence on the import of foods such as cereals, fruits, vegetables, and others to satisfy internal demands, which forces the establishment of short- and medium-term strategies to face a future serious problem. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.